Okay, here is read number one. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers wants to spend millions of dollars to replace lead water pipes and improve access to dental care in his proposed state budget. Wisconsin taxpayers will be paying for the attorneys in the lame duck law court battles. Newly released figures show that Republicans are charging taxpayers almost twice as much per hour as Democrats. And Republican lawmakers in Madison are planning to vote on their middle-class tax cut bill this week. Outside tonight, cloudy and windy, lows in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then Thursday, cloudy, with highs in the mid-30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here is read number two. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Many residents of Milwaukee's River West neighborhood received mail yesterday for the first time in 2 weeks. The Bucks beat the Bulls last night, 112-99. They are off tonight, then play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night. And the Brewers will have their official ribbon-cutting ceremony today at their newly renovated spring training facility, now called Brewers Fields of Phoenix. Pitchers and catchers report to camp tomorrow. Outside tonight, cloudy and windy, lows in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-20s. And then Thursday, cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here is read number three. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers wants to spend millions of dollars to replace lead water pipes and improve access to dental care in his proposed state budget. The governor is proposing investments of more than $100 million to replace lead pipes, reduce water pollution, and increase access to dental care for low-income residents. And Wisconsin taxpayers will be paying for the attorneys in the lame duck law court battles. Newly released figures show that Republicans are charging taxpayers almost twice as much per hour as Democrats. Outside tonight, cloudy and windy, lows in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then Thursday, cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number four. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Republican lawmakers in Madison are planning to vote on their middle-class tax cut bill this week. And many residents of Milwaukee's River West neighborhood received mail yesterday for the first time in 2 weeks. The United States Postal Service says the reason there has not been regular delivery is because of a shortage of mail carriers. Many residents who did receive mail yesterday reported finding mail for other people in their mailboxes. Outside tonight, cloudy and windy, lows in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. For Thursday, cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.